Officials in central New York are closely watching the water quality of Skaneateles Lake this summer. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, they're testing specifically for the presence of harmful algal blooms, which turned up in the lake last summer.
The Syracuse Water Department will test for toxins from harmful algal blooms every week at both the intakes that bring drinking water to thousands of central New Yorkers, including the residents of the city of Syracuse. The Onondaga County Health Department will post those results every Thursday on its website. Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta says so far no toxins from algal blooms have been detected, and officials are ready if that changes.
Our role is to make sure that this is the level, and if any change happens at that time, what will be the next action? That's where it falls into us, because then we are talking health implications.
Gupta says there will be health advisories issued if there are two consecutive days that turn up levels of toxins that are concerning. And in the meantime, Syracuse Water Department Commissioner Joe Ewald says the city's considering a number of options to prevent any toxins getting in the drinking water in the first place.
One of them is extending the intake in the lake to farther and deeper waters, which would help give us greater contact time with the chlorine to help mitigate any, you know, additional levels of harmful algal toxin.
Ewald is hopeful blooms don't show up this year, noting there haven't been any heavy rains so far, and that's what helped feed the blooms in 2017. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.